The bubbling sound you hear is coming from a classroom on the UNC Asheville campus. It's a small aquarium. Floating around inside are tiny, pulsing, transparent dot-like blobs. They're swimming in a big circle, almost like they're riding an invisible Ferris wheel. Biologist Rebecca Helm is watching.
Structures are. So their body is sort of shaped like a little bell.
Those bell-shaped bodies belong to baby jellyfish. Helm is a jellyfish researcher, and she's come to the mountains of western North Carolina on a jellyfish hunt. And yes, she knows exactly what you're thinking.
So we do have jellyfish here. There are at least 10 species of jellyfish that live in freshwater. And the one we have here is called Craspid acusta. We actually know very little about it. The sort of prevailing thought is that it originated in China and then spread all over the world, either from people as we moved plants around or possibly on things like birds' feet.
So apparently, to understand how jellyfish got to the mountains, we have to wrap our heads around how jellyfish can get on birds' feet. Helm says, like many jellies, this species has a complex, multi-stage life cycle that includes a polyp phase.
These polyps can produce essentially polyp seeds. They're like really, really, really tiny little balls of cells that function just like plant seeds do, and they can dry out. And so that means that these little polyps can actually travel to different lakes on, you know, little bits of plants, on kayaks, on, you know, duck feet, things like that. And then once the polyp rehydrates, it can start making jellyfish again. And so we have jellies all around western North Carolina. I found some in Hendersonville this year. They basically look like big contact lenses. They're about the size of a nickel to a quarter, and they tend to occur in lakes in patches.
Science educator Brenda Raymer has spotted them.
It was fascinating to watch them eat because they do, you know, sting their prey.
Raymer runs the Team Echo Aquarium and Shark Lab in Hendersonville. That's a story for another time. She says a few years ago, a guy walked into the aquarium with a couple of mason jars.
You know, mason jars. And I thought, oh gosh, is he selling moonshine? But I had to chuckle, but they were filled with freshwater jellies. And they had come up at Lake Summit. And we've seen them at Lake Summit. We've seen them at a couple of other lakes nearby. I actually got a letter this summer from a gentleman in Georgia.
Sightings biologist Rebecca Helm wants to document. She's on a jelly mapping mission.
And my research is to really figure out where they are, what lakes, what quarries, what small standing pools they live in around western North Carolina, and try to figure out how similar they are to each other. Are all of these lakes formed from, you know, the same few polyps that produce these little seeds, or are they all from different individuals that are sort of colonizing these lakes independently? We really don't know very much about them.
Helm is hoping to recruit citizen scientists to help her find out this summer. That's jellyfish season here in the mountains. In Asheville, I'm Helen Chickering reporting.